The Maine legislature has given all but final approval to a bill that would prohibit private landlords who take public housing vouchers from banning gun ownership by tenants. The National Rifle Association backed the measure, taking up the case of a disabled Rockland veteran who faced eviction after he shot an intruder who broke into his home last year. A.J. Higgins has our story.
Private landlords who accept federal funds under the Section 8 housing voucher program say banning guns from the premises makes sense. It keeps their tenants safer. But some tenants disagree, and they say such policies violate their Second Amendment rights. Representative Karen Garish is a Republican from Lebanon.
Property owners have a right to disallow things such as pets, smoking and such, but why and how can they disallow our constitutional right to keep and bear arms?
Garish's question was answered on the floor of the Maine House when lawmakers voted 92 to 54 in favor of gun owners following a similar vote last week in the Senate. Nearly a third of the House members sided with the position that's being taken by lawyers for the NRA and 67-year-old Harvey Lembo, a wheelchair-bound Rockland resident who last year shot and wounded an intruder who had broken into his apartment in search of pain-killing medications. Lembo, who lives in subsidized housing, was told by his landlord that he had to give up his guns or get out. The tenant responded with a lawsuit that's pending in Superior Court. Representative Marianne Kinney, a Knox Republican, said that as a landlord, she would never presume to prohibit gun ownership by her tenants.
We have tenants who receive Section 8 and other subsidies. We respect our tenants' privacy in their home. We do not discriminate against those tenants' Second Amendment rights, nor should anyone else.
Lawmakers who support the bill say it's a matter of fairness, that just because a person rents an apartment instead of owning a home, he or she should not have to surrender their constitutional rights. Representative David Sawicki, an Auburn Republican, said that as a landlord, he would not be able to live with himself if something happened to one of his tenants because of a gun possession ban.
I would feel horrible if I awoke one day and found out that a long-term tenant of mine who's rented for me for 5, 6, 7 years and has kids, if something should have happened to them because somebody broke into their apartment, in my lease, disallowed them from owning a firearm.
But other lawmakers sided with the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee that voted 8-4 against the bill after property owners told the panel that the measure infringed on their rights and potentially endangered their tenants. In addition, the shadow of the NRA loomed large over the legislative discussion for Representative Justin Chenette, a Saco Democrat, drawing arguments against the measure.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to be intimidated by a high-paid, slick lobbyist from Virginia. I don't take talking points or cues from the NRA on property rights, and I urge us to support the pending motion.
Other lawmakers who opposed the bill said they were just uncomfortable with the legislature's direction on the issue. Representative Lori Fall, the Democratic House Chair of the legislature's Criminal Justice Committee, said she didn't want to place the state in a position where it was dictating what landlords can do.
And I find it hard to believe at a time when we talk about local control that we're going to take big government and go into private property and say what you can and cannot have in your lease agreement.
The bill awaits final enactment votes in both houses. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.